It was a who's who hall of fame of athletes. The names of stars were everywhere last Friday night in Minneapolis, big names lending their support to a worthy cause. When an athlete like Jared Allen hosts his annual Wounded Warriors Gala, it's always a well-attended event. But when you add the passion and efforts Allen and his foundation have for assisting injured military men and women, it's an easy combination for a successful night. The gala raises money for Jared's Home for Wounded Warriors Foundation, an organization he started back in 2009 after taking a trip overseas to visit soldiers.
You know, our men, they voluntarily go over there. They volunteer to leave their families for a year at a time, for months at a time. Talking to guys, you know, people having babies born while they're on deployment, not being able to see it. So just the little day-to-day things, waking up and having a cup of coffee, going to the gym and kind of just going about our day, you know, they don't have that luxury. And they're doing that so we can sit at home and not worry about it. And so for me, it was just completely humbling. And when I came back, I knew I had to do something. I wasn't serving my country by going out and fighting. And I come from a family of military. So for me, I had to do something to say thank you. I had to do something to give back. And we formulated the foundation, Jared Allen's Homes for Wounded Warriors, and we decided to really focus on the home.
The foundation's mission is to provide financial assistance and support to our injured United States military veterans by building handicap-accessible homes to suit their individual needs, one wounded warrior at a time.
I think the special thing about what Jared's doing is that he's doing it not because it's publicity or something that he's required to do. He did it because he went overseas soldiers in 2009, and it's because he wants to do it. And one of the things that people don't realize is that even though the military, we have a lot of great programs for our soldiers, our airmen, but things like this is what we need, because Department of Defense doesn't have programs that will rehabilitate a home and help soldiers that have severe injuries. They have to learn how to walk, have to learn how to, you know, need a home where they can actually cook dinner for their family. And without things like Jared's Foundation, we wouldn't be able to help the soldiers and airmen like we are today. And for that, I'm really appreciative of people like Jared.
A lot of people know Fisher House Foundation helps these military families when the loved one is hospitalized. But they have a long journey after the hospitalization. They have rehab, and they have a transition to a life that's different than what they had before. And that's where Jared's Foundation comes in. And it's almost like a handoff from organizations like Fisher House Foundation to organizations like Jared's. And it was just very gratifying to see somebody in Jared's position giving back. And we want to support his efforts just like he's supporting ours.
Through fundraising events like the gala on Friday night, his summer golf tournament, or supporter donations, the foundation has given countless injured military heroes a new outlook on life. Trying to say thank you to those who have given so much to our country, Jared Allen's passion and determination to aid and assist helps make life a little bit easier for our wounded vets.
Well, what I find amazing with Jared is not how he plays on the field with so much passion. He's just as passionate about the wounded warriors and veterans that come back and have given a lot more than any of us have ever dreamed. And just see how much he cares. It's really a honor to be part of the organization assisting him.
Jared always has great passion for his grandfather who served in the Marine Corps, and he's always been very patriotic. I mean, he's the kind of, you know, NFL superstar that's just very patriotic by nature of the things that he is passionate about, from everything from the flag to football to, you know, bull riding to the outdoors. I mean, almost every aspect of the man that he is somewhat a way that you could spill the whole American. You know, I mean, he's just a patriot by his nature, and I think that he's always had such great respect for the armed forces that there was several instances where he was always just kind of talking and thinking about, you know, what he could really do in order to give back and to try to, you know, pay it forward some of the great gifts that he's had.